We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on
right now.
I have to live live. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to you.
For a lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get their information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. What's happening? Good morning. How y'all feeling out there?
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is finally here.
Yeah, everybody sound like it's the weekend. Everybody sound like they back hurt, knees cracking a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah, ready for the day to be over to get some rest.
That's right. Mm. Well, I'm out at DC Howard Homecoming.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Being that you went to Hampton, are you allowed to go to Howard's Homecoming? Are you welcome there?
Well, I support all the HBCUs. I know Hampton and Howard, we go back and forth, but I support all the HBCUs. So we had Howard Homecoming last night with the Step Show, which was amazing. Shout out to the Howard University students. Had a great time there yesterday. So I'm out here for homecoming. I'll be back Sunday. But yeah, we're just out here enjoying. I love supporting HBCUs. I love supporting the students and seeing what they're doing and talking to the students, helping them out, whether it's through getting into the entertainment business or it's real estate or whatever it is. I really, really enjoy it. So I support all of my HBCUs.
So when you on that campus, do you say to yourself, you know what, Howard really is the real HU? They got it going on way more than Hampton does.
You did say that once on the air, though.
Maybe, but not. But you know, I just love all the HBCUs. Howard's homecoming is probably the best homecoming out there. I'm not gonna even gonna lie. They have the biggest the homecoming. It's obvious. I mean, but I love my Hampton better. But I support all the HBCUs.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida this weekend. I haven't been there since before the pandemic, so I'll be out there with my girl Koya from 104.5 in Orlando. So we're going to have a good time this weekend. And I was out with my goddaughter yesterday. It's amazing. I've known her since she was born, and now she's 20 years old. It feels so weird to me. Yes, but I took her out
to dinner.
She's in college. I mean, that she's 20. I just remember her being like a little baby.
That's a blessing. It's a blessing to age. It's a blessing to be to an age where you're able to see things like that. Yes. It's good to be old.
Well, today on the show,
to get her ears pierced, to get her first mani-pedi, and now we're going to dinner, and she's got a boy. Well, no, she doesn't have a boy.
That's how I feel about my daughter. My daughter is I mean, she's 19. She's about to be 20. She's on her own. She doesn't need daddy as much. So, yeah, it's a little crazy. But let's get the show cracking. The credit dude will be joining us. Jose the credit dude. Somebody called in the other day and said they needed help with credit. And I reached out to him and I told him to come up. I said, there's a lot of people with effed up credit. They need help. They don't know what to do. So he's going to come. He's going to join. He's going to teach. And he's going to pick 20 people, our listeners, to really fix their credit and get they started with business credit. So he'll be joining us this morning. We'll talk to him.
Okay.
And then we got Front Page News. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Brian Laundry first. Now, I know we're going to discuss this town hall in the next hour, but in the first hour, we'll be discussing Brian Laundry and the body that they found that's his. We'll tell you what details they do know the FBI has reported on.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with Brian Laundry. Now, officers have said that the remains that they found in a Florida nature reserve are those of Brian Laundry. He disappeared last month, just days after his fiance, Gabby Petito, was reported missing. They did identify him by his dental records. Two local detectives visited Laundry's parents before the announcement and informed them that they did find his remains. So they have no further comment at this time. And an attorney for the Petito family said that they are not doing interviews either. They are still grieving the loss of their beautiful daughter. So they did find his skeletal remains. They found his clothes. They found a backpack and a notebook. They said the notebook is possibly salvageable. It was found outside of the dry bag. There's a bag that the remains in it were, the belongings in it were dry, but the notebook wasn't. They said it had been clearly wet, and they're going to use any potential means to dry that out before opening it, and then they'll be very careful with it.
I'm sure it was a suicide, right?
I mean, I don't think we know that yet. You know, they said that where his body was found was underwater for a period of time, so yeah, not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Exactly.
I'm sure it was. We called that after the situation happened.
Now, people are wondering whether or not his parents were somehow in on this. And if they knew where he was, they said that they had been cooperating with authorities. But they thought it was a very odd case. Some people are wondering, did the parents help him evade the FBI? They knew where to go. They had actually tipped officers off on where they thought he might be. And there was a gap of time. You know, they point to the family's two-week silence after he returned to Florida and the four-day gap between his alleged disappearance and the missing persons report. So he disappeared September 13th. The missing person report was filed on September 17th. They're saying that possibly that was to give their son a head start. And so he was last seen alive 4 days later in a Wyoming restaurant. So they even accused the parents of planting his personal items next to the human remains to throw off the FBI. But their attorney is saying that is nonsense. People with nothing else to do are afraid this case will go away and they'll have to go back to following celebrities and others in the fake world of the internet.
Yeah, I mean, throw the FBI off to what? I mean, they knew where he went after he killed the young lady, allegedly, right? So it's like, what would they be covering up? I don't get it. Like, where would he be going?
Well, they're talking about giving him a head start to be on the run and aiding their son.
He didn't go nowhere, though.
He was trying to escape. It took 4 days from when he was missing until they filed a report stating that he was missing. And then they said that it's unlikely the parents will be charged, though. They don't think that that can happen. The fact that they may have led investigators to their son's possessions and possibly his remains undercuts the argument that they were aiding and abetting his escape. Other people are saying that they believe the parents were cooperative and not the other way around. But, you know, there's all kinds of theories when something like this happens. All right. And that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Nick, what up? Get it off your chest, Nick.
What up, Nick?
Hey, first and foremost, I just want to thank y'all for being here on the radio every morning. I don't even need to drink coffee. All I need to hear is that yo. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I need my
coffee. Absolutely. Appreciate you, King.
Yes, sir. So I got this problem at work. We got someone who's a supervisor, but their brother also works there. And since they're related to the supervisor, they think they can just boss people around. And they, when everyone that's there is new, they tell them immediately, hey, like, I'm the boss. You got to listen to everything I say. So you got all these people coming in taking orders from someone that they don't even need to be taking orders from. So I don't know what I should do. I want y'all's feedback. Should I call them out on it? Should I tell someone about it? Or just let his true color show later down the road?
Who you going to tell?
The supervisor's boss. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be...
Oh, okay, okay. I don't think that's snitching, man. There's no permanent friends or enemies when it comes to business, man. You at work. You think that person wouldn't hesitate to do that to you? You think if you was doing something wrong, the supervisor would say, well, I don't want to be a snitch. Business is business, man.
Yeah.
It's meant for you to have that job. You'll have it.
Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to have to see what I can do today.
All right, bro. Good luck.
Word, Nick.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's the word? It's Mellow. You know the vibes?
Mellow.
We don't know the vibes.
Yeah, you do. Stop playing with me, Uncle Charlotte. Yo, just want to give a shout out to everybody who wished me a happy birthday. I appreciate y'all. It's lit. You feel me? I'm 20.
Oh, happy belated, man. When was your born day?
It was actually last Sunday.
Oh, man. Happy belated, man.
How was your birthday party?
I actually go figure. It's happening this Sunday. It's going to be at Contra in the city. So, you know, anybody who want to slide, let me know. We outside.
Damn. All right.
We outside.
Full effect. Now,
well, be safe out there, Mello.
Definitely. You know, I'm about to drop a new single. You heard? And it's me. I'm single.
Uh-oh.
You know the vibes?
Wait. You said you're single?
Yeah, I'm dropping a new single. It's me. I'm single. Ain't I growl? We outside.
What? Bro, what? Knock it off.
Wait, what? You and your girlfriend broke up?
No, I'm playing with you. I wanted to mess with y'all this
okay.
morning. Y'all ain't tell me happy birthday.
Well, happy we didn't know it was your born day. But happy born day, King.
Appreciate y'all. Like I said, man. Everybody have a good weekend, and I'm going to see y'all on Sunday. Everybody just pop out. We outside.
Hi, right, Mello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Marty Grace.
What's up, brother? Get
Marty
it off your
Grace.
Chest.
Marty, what's up, King?
How y'all doing? I'm good. Listen, guys. Yo, Envy, are you familiar with the shipping container homes?
Yes, I've seen them before.
Okay, I just started a new company called Black Currency, and I get the shipping container homes for $20,000 in China. And they come with bathroom, kitchen, everything, bro. Like, we about to start bringing them over and start building them.
Yeah, I've seen that. They even have a show called, like, the Shipping Container Shows, where they have the containers and they all like a little village and all like a little neighborhood. It looks dope.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Yo, Charlamagne, I got a book series for my daughter, man. You got to check out my Instagram so you can see the series. What's going on? That's public.
What's the Instagram?
Oh, Marty Grace is New York. And yo,
Marty Grace is New York.
Yeah, yo, Envy,
I
got the smart lock now. I just got my own smart lock company. So maybe we could start putting some of these smart locks on some of your property. You and Angela.
Okay, what's the spot lock?
I'm looking at your smart locks right now. Feel safe smart lock.
Yeah, the feel safe smart lock. Yo, I've been trying to hit y'all for like the last 2 years with the pandemic, but y'all been so busy.
I know. Well, listen, I love the fact that you have this business. Make sure you document yourself building these little homes.
Oh, yeah, I definitely am, Angela. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I miss y'all.
All right, brother.
Peace,
good
King.
Luck.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
Hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Travion, North Carolina. How y'all?
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
What's the word?
All right, so today is my girl's birthday. She broke up with me a few days ago, but I just wanted to tell her happy birthday. I don't know if you guys remember, but I called in last year today and sang for her birthday. But
so you wanna sing to get her back?
Nah, not this time. I'm hurt, yo. Like, I don't know. Like, I sent her, like, you remember the Jason Williams guy? Is that his name?
Jason Williams.
I can't remember the guy that was at the expo with you that was on air talking about
Jason Wilson. Guy. Jason Wilson.
Jason Wilson. Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
Yes, sir.
She's been going through a lot lately. And, you know, sometimes the battles that we face aren't meant to be, like, stuff that everybody's supposed to know about. And I can't do anything for her, and I don't know what to do. And I know that she's got a lot of emotional stuff going on. And I just, you know, I know she's probably not in the best place to be in a relationship, but man, I love her and I pray for her. And if a relationship with me ain't the best thing that she needs right now, I'm with it, you know, but I still love her. And happy birthday. And I hope you get it better.
That's she's very honorable, my brother.
She broke up with you before her birthday and not after. So,
yeah,
you know, you at least want to wait, get your gift.
You also the definition of I want to see you happy, even if it's not with me.
That's right. She's probably going to be getting a gift from Amazon today, you know, because they said it was supposed to deliver today. So.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
No. Yeah.
Man, I'm sending y'all healing energy, man. I'm praying for the best for y'all, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Her name's Yolanda, yo. Keep bringing your prayers.
Yes, all right, sir.
Yolanda.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and this was a really tragic story. On the set of a movie in New Mexico, Alec Baldwin discharged a prop gun, and we'll tell you the details of what happened. Really tragic accident.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. Rest in peace, Tommy DeBarge.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Man, a big rest in peace to Tommy DeBarge. He is from the famous DeBarge family. Now, Tommy and Bobby DeBarge had their own group called Switch. And they both left Switch to mentor their younger brothers and sister in the group DeBarge. But Bobby died of AIDS-related complications back in 1995. Now, Tommy DeBarge has passed away. He suffered from liver and kidney failure over the years. And recently, he took a turn for the worse. He was hospitalized a couple of weeks ago. He died in the hospital yesterday at 64 years old. His daughter, Marina DeBarge, said that she spoke to him Wednesday, not long before his death, and he fought until the end. If you don't know the group Switch, they had this banger right here.
Said there'll never be a better love. Since we are lying here for the first time.
I never heard that song, but rest in peace to... to Tommy DeBarge. I never heard that record, but rest in peace to Tommy DeBarge. Definitely sending his family healing energy.
That's a joint. They'll never be.
Well, you older than us, DeBarge, so. What year was that?
Listen, I study music, you know, so I know a lot about it.
What year was that, though?
All right, now, Alec. I don't know what year that was, but my parents used to like that song. So, All right. Now, Alec Baldwin was filming a scene for a movie that required someone to fire a gun loaded with blanks. But when that gun discharged, they said either shrapnel or a bullet hit two people on set. One of them had to be airlifted to a hospital. This happened in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where they're filming a Western that he's starring in called Rust. Now, somebody, they're saying that Alec Baldwin is actually the person who pulled the trigger, and 42-year-old director of photography Helena Hutchins actually tragically died from her injuries, and director Joe Souza is currently at a hospital getting treatment for his. He was very distraught after being questioned in that shooting death. They said he was spotted crying hysterically outside.
I could imagine.
That is awful.
Yeah, I could imagine. But this is not the first time I've heard this happening. Like, there's no protocol when it comes to fake guns on set. Like, nobody checks them. Nobody makes sure they're not real.
They check them all the time.
There's no blanks in them.
This don't happen all the time, though. I mean, Brandon Lee back in the 90s, and then the one Angela Yee reported on back in the 80s. This don't happen all the time on movie sets. Absolutely does not.
It shouldn't happen at all, though.
Yeah, there should be a lot. There are a lot of safety protocols on set, so I'm not sure what happened in this instance. I was reading about it because in the past, things have happened on set, so they implemented a lot of safety protocols, so not sure why or what was actually in that prop gun. But
there's a minimum safety distance of...
That is so tragic.
Yeah, and they say there's a minimum safety distance of 20 feet in front of the muzzle, because even with a blank, smoke and burning embers can get propelled out of the gun. And they say there should be nothing in front of it when filming is occurring with the firearms, and the weapon should be inspected before and after each scene. And there is a safety protocol, so they're just checking to see if, you know, protocol was met in this situation.
All right, and congratulations to Doja Cat. She is the first rapper to have 3 songs in the top 10 at Top 40 Radio. That is a huge deal for her, so congratulations. You Right featuring The Weeknd at number 6, Kiss Me More featuring SZA at number 7, and Need to Know is at number 10. So that is historic. Congratulations to Doja Cat. She's been celebrating. All right, and Simone Biles has opened up even more about her mental health after the Olympics, and she was on the NBC Today show. And she's saying she's just starting to get comfortable with her mental health journey.
I feel like I'm starting to get comfortable, yeah. But sometimes it's nice to be uncomfortable to be comfortable. So not mad at it. Trying to navigate my own unique mental health journey as everybody is. So it's been nice.
All right. In addition, she wants to make sure that she gives advice to people who are just starting on their own mental health journeys.
I know it's scary to start your mental health journey, but it's worth it. We support you regardless of what you're going through, but you're going to get through it and you're going to be a better version of yourself.
Absolutely.
In addition, she did say that she has no regrets on dropping out of the Olympics.
I wouldn't change anything for the world. I think everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. And I'm so happy to be partnered with Cerebral to not only help myself, but to help other people.
Also, too, healing hurts. I don't know why people act like, you know, healing is pretty. When you take them first steps on, you know, that mental health journey, regardless of what it is, you know, therapy or whatever, it's going to hurt. It's not pretty at all, in no way, shape, or form.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, don't forget, next hour, we have Jose the Credit Dude. If you have problems with your credit, you're trying to get your credit score a little higher, he's going to break down how he can help you. And also, he's going to pick 20 people to actually help fix their credit for free and guide them and teach them how to do it. All right. So that happens next hour. But we got front page news next. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about President Joe Biden's town hall, the CNN forum that he had yesterday.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Audible is your source for best-selling audiobooks, hot new releases, and popular podcasts, plus exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. It's all in the one app. Get your first one free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now on Thursday Night Football, the Browns beat the Broncos 17-14. And I just want to tell everybody, I don't know what Steph Curry did in the offseason. I don't know what he's eating. He's just on another level. I didn't think he could go any higher than the level he was.
What are you talking about, man?
He's on
Why y'all keep acting like Steph Curry is not one of the greatest basketball players to ever play? And last year, he balled out. What are you talking about?
The last two games, he just is disgusting, what he's doing.
No, he might be the lead. He sucked. First game, he was 5-for-21 this year. What are you talking about?
No, yeah. Last night's game, he was 5 and 3 pointers in the first quarter. He scored like 20
That was last night, but you said the first
last
two
night,
games.
They played the Clippers. And they beat
last
the Lakers.
Last night, he balled out.
They beat the Lakers, too. But anyway, he's the leader of the
Lakers.
They did,
but he was only 5-for-21 when they beat the Lakers.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, you?
Well, let's talk about Joe Biden's CNN town hall that he had yesterday. Let's see if you still have questions. When asked about whether he would support getting rid of the filibuster, here's what he said.
You would be open to fundamentally altering the filibuster?
Well, that remains to be seen, exactly what that means in terms of fundamentally altering it, whether or not we just end the filibuster straight up. There are certain things that are just sacred rights.
But when it comes to voting rights...
Voting rights is equally as consequential.
When it comes to voting rights, just so I'm clear, though, you would entertain the notion of doing away with the filibuster on that one issue? Is that correct?
And maybe more.
Well, he damn sure wasn't saying that a few months ago. But I really wish they would get rid of the filibuster so they can actually govern. Get rid of the filibuster so you can protect voting rights, so you can pass the infrastructure bill, so you can pass the George Floyd Policing Act.
Now, can you get rid of the filibuster without Republicans on board and without all of the Democrats on board?
Yes, they can vote to get rid of the filibuster. They have the votes to get rid of it.
Because they're saying Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are opposing that, and they're Democrats.
Oh yes, because of Manchin and Sinema. Yes, they are blocking it. Two Democrats are blocking it. Yes.
All right. Now, in addition, though, he still
believes he can formally change the text of Senate Rule 22. But whatever. Go ahead.
All right. In addition, he talked about bipartisanship and says that that is not dead in his opinion, although it doesn't seem like it's been working. But here's what he said.
Why not do like the Republicans and usher through the Democratic agenda?
You notice the Republicans haven't passed a single solitary thing. So ushering through their agenda. Their agenda right now is just stop Biden. Oh, I shouldn't make it so personal. Stop my administration. It's much easier to stop something than to start something. We're down to 4 or 5 issues, which I'm not going to negotiate on national television, as you might guess.
We'd be interested in hearing him if you want.
No, I know. But all kidding aside, I think we can get there.
It is amazing to me that he still believes he can work with the very people who are trying to stop him. like when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Like Democrats... Joe Biden has more faith in Republicans than the people who voted for the Democrats have in Democrats right now. It's unbelievable.
Now, one thing that's been affecting all of us, and I'm sure we can all be sympathetic to and angry about, is the price of gas right now. Let me tell you something. Filling up your tank is no joke, and we might not see any relief until next year. Here is what Joe Biden had to say about that.
Gas prices relate to a foreign policy initiative that is about something that goes beyond the cost of gas. And that's because of the supply being withheld by OPEC. My guess is you'll start to see gas prices come down as we get by going into the winter, into next year, 2022. I don't see anything that's going to happen in the meantime that's going to significantly reduce gas prices. I don't have a near-term answer.
That is
it's nice to have an electric car. But it is ridiculous.
I
was reading some places
on,
in California, the cost of gas is almost $7 a gallon. You know how crazy that is? And here in New York, it's like $5. Almost $5.
I don't know what's going on. I'm very soured on national politics. I'd rather focus on local. Because I don't know what's going on. They got the White House and control of the House and Senate and can't do anything with all that power. Because the GOP and other Democrats like Manchin and Sinema are blocking, which is part of the problem, because why would Manchin and Sinema be blocking their party's agenda? But clearly, they're of that party in name only.
Imagine you voted for them, right, to be in the Senate, and this is how they are. These are the people that represent you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And to your point earlier, it's like, yeah, you could get rid of the filibuster, but when you got people like Manchin and Sinema who aren't on board, it's like, why are you blocking, you know, your so-called party's agenda? Once again, it's because you're only part of that party in name only.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
I just want everybody to know in Jersey, gas is around an average of $3.38 in Jersey.
Well, good for you.
So I don't know why. I don't know why it's cheaper in Jersey.
I don't even know that's good or bad no more.
Yeah, I don't even know any, but I don't know why it's more expensive in New York and not Jersey. It's just weird. But and I thought we had like
California, like I said, almost $7.
I thought we had like a 10-year reserve though as well of gas, the United States. I don't know, but anyway. All right. Well, when we come back, Jose the Credit Dude will be joining us. A lot of people have called the show and asking about credit. They had bad credit, trying to figure out how to get their credit up. Well, he's going to break that down. He's also going to take 20 people and help fix their credit, and he's going to break down business credit, too, to help you and hopefully get your credit score where it needs to be. So we'll talk to Jose the Credit Dude when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. We have Jose the Credit Dude. Welcome, sir.
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me, sir. Appreciate it.
From Got Credit. Now, recently, a lot of people have been calling, and they've been having a lot of problems with their credit. They've been calling. They're saying their credit has dropped. Their credit is not good. They've been hitting me and not knowing why their credit is going down and, you know, wanted to know how to fix their credit. So I reached out to Jose and said, could he come up here and could we do something special for our listeners? Maybe pick 20 people.
20 people? That's great.
And actually help them with their credit and put them on a program that teaches them how to fix their credit and put them in something where they can, if they want, can start business credit. But before we start, for people that don't know, I met Jose online. I was having problems with my credit and we needed somebody to speak at one of our seminars.
So you slid in his DMs.
So I slid in his DMs.
Okay.
And he came to the seminar. Now, you know, when he came to the seminar, how much money did you have in the bank? Because you talk about it all the time, that you were actually going to close the company.
I probably had like negative money in the bank. I was actually, at that time, like 6 months behind on my mortgage.
So you had bad credit.
Yeah. So my mortgage, the only thing that was late was my mortgage. Everything else was on time. But my credit was shot. My cards are maxed out. And I wanted to get rid of the company to get out of the situation I was in. Not because the company was doing bad, but more so it wasn't adding up.
Right.
Definitely the worst situation in my life at that time.
Now, how did you get into credit repair?
You know, my name is Jose Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. So all Puerto Ricans have the same name, right? Everybody has Jose Rodriguez. They always name their son after the dad.
Right.
It's the worst thing you could ever do because obviously the dad has bad credit. A lot of that credit jumps on the credit report. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with me. My dad's bad credit jumped on my credit report, and it's called the credit merge when I was in the Marine. So I served in the Marine Corps, and when I was in Japan, I noticed that I got denied for like a credit card or something like that. And I thought my dad had stole my identity. Mm-hmm. So I didn't talk to him for a long time.
So you stopped talking to your dad?
I stopped talking to him because right. of that for a long time. And it wasn't it. It was that because we shared the same name, our addresses were similar, our birthdays are like a few days apart. Mm-hmm. His stuff jumped on my credit.
Mm. But nobody you guys told don't have that. The same social security number. I don't understand how that happens.
The crazy thing is you don't need to really have, your social doesn't need to be one of the factors for something to report on your credit report. Mm. So it's crazy and it sucks. You know what I mean? And then I figured out how to fix it when I was in the Marines. And you know what? 15 years later, here I am. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I self-taught, but you know, a lot of seminars I went to and I found out that my dad didn't steal my identity, so I kind of had to apologize to him and be like, Dad, I'm sorry.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he was like, I didn't steal it. I was like, this is the only time you were telling the truth, so no problem. You know what I mean?
Goodness gracious.
So
now with the credit, so now you started doing it. And the reason I like Jose is I've had bad credit a couple of times, didn't know much about my credit, and I would pay these people outrageous prices to fix my credit. They would mm-hmm. do all these things, and it never stayed. My credit would still shoot back down. And the reason I liked Jose was because he only was charging what he took off the credit. So if he didn't take anything off your credit and didn't fix your credit, you didn't have to pay him. And I was like, okay, this is good because that way I can actually trust somebody.
But how long does that take?
So the crazy thing is it could take as long as it takes to remove it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't like that answer because, you know, now you have people that, you know, they do like false police reports. They just lie and say it wasn't theirs. The only way something can really get removed is if it's inaccurate or unverifiable. So it could take 2 months, it could take 6 months, it could take a year, or it could not be deleted at all.
Right.
And that's the reason why we started charging people only if stuff comes off their credit because you see all these people charging thousands of dollars, horror mm-hmm. stories. And with us, like, yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, there are going to be times where I can't remove anything. But we're still going to educate you. We're still going to give you the guidance, mm-hmm. help you settle it. And that's ultimately what you want to do is, you know, it's like paying for something that you never get. And with us, you're only going to pay with what you get. And that's why I thought it was fair.
So question. So now let's get to the thick of things. So now, first, a lot of people defer their mortgages, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect your credit? Does it affect your credit in a negative way if you defer your mortgage?
No, it actually doesn't. I actually did it myself. And I actually experienced that when I just sold and bought a new house just recently. It actually was I've never seen it before, where you could defer your mortgage and it go on forbearance in a sense. And they report it as if you're making the payments. The thing is obviously you have to find out what agreement was made, because they were putting the whatever you didn't pay on the back end of the loan, mm-hmm. or they're making you pay it up front. But the great thing is they wouldn't report any late payments to the credit bureau. So that if you didn't take advantage of that and you were in a financial situation, then once you were late, you couldn't say like, oh, well, I want a forbearance.
Right.
You couldn't like reverse it.
Gotcha.
So if you didn't get it and then you were late, you're screwed.
Now, what about somebody who is late on a bill or something? Let's say they forgot, or let's just say they had a bad month and it was, you know, one time or maybe twice. How do you get something like that off of your credit?
Yep. So I always say the first thing you want to do is really call them. You know, if you know you're going to be late, just call them. It's kind of like if you know you're going to be late somewhere. What mm-hmm. do? You don't just show up late.
No, everybody shows up late.
I just show up late.
Show up late.
But go ahead.
You call them.
Mm-hmm.
You call the creditor. You call them. Listen, you're in a relationship with them. Just say, hey, listen, I'm going to be late, or I'm late, or whatever the case is. And a lot of the times, even during right now, they're still being a little lenient.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, then you could dispute it. Like, there's a website, you know, that you can go on. It's called the CFPB, mm-hmm. the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And you can actually get assistance through them to do any type of disputes that you need help with. You know what I mean? So if you feel like something's on your credit report that's inaccurate or not right, you can go on there and get assistance with trying to get a hold of the company. Because, you know, like if you call the company, a lot of the times, you know, somebody's overseas, it's in India, it's virtual assistance, whatever the case is. But if you actually file a dispute through the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a valid one, you'll get the help.
Now, let me ask you this. I have something negative on my credit report, right? So it's a store card bill, and I paid it like maybe, I never got the bill in the mail, so I didn't realize it was past due. Mm-hmm. So it was only maybe like a week late that I mm-hmm. paid it, but they still reported it.
Yeah, they're not going to care, unfortunately. And that's where, you know, the first thing I would say is definitely opt into like electronic statements. And then I would say all store cards, always put them on auto pay. But being that you have a relationship with them, a lot of the times, and this is what people don't realize that they can use to their advantage. You know, like how you have your online account, let's say Victoria's Secret,
mm-hmm.
Community Bank, you log in your account and you could actually send a message through there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been with them a year, 2 years, 20 years, whatever the case is, you could actually log in through your Community Bank. This works perfectly with store cards. You can log in and you can say, hey, there's options in there that says, you know, late payments, billing, statement issues. You can say, you know, I moved, I didn't receive my statement. Can you please put my thing to electronic? But can you also do something about this late payment? Because I've been with you guys for 5, 10, 3 years, whatever the case is. And is there anything you could do with, one, waiving the late fee, and also, two, removing the late payment from my credit report as a courtesy?
Right.
And if you do that with store cards, It works probably like
70%
of the time.
It's like one late payment in 20
yeah.
years.
I was
like, come on, guys.
Yeah, so with that, don't waste the time calling. Don't waste the time disputing with the credit bureaus. Don't waste the time. Just literally log into your store card account and just submit it like as if you're sending an email to them, mm-hmm. and somebody will respond usually within, I would say, like 24 to 48 hours.
Now, there was also, I'm not sure if this is true, a rumor that if something's on your credit report after 10 years, it comes off. Is that true?
So it's actually seven.
7 years.
Seven years. So after 7 years, it comes off of your credit.
Yep.
Do you still have to pay it?
Depends on the statute of limitations for your state. So every state has a different statute of limitations.
So let's say I owe, I don't know, Restoration Hardware $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, he's plotting already.
Or Macy's, let's say Macy's, I owe him $5,000 or $500, let's
right.
say. After 7 years, do mm-hmm. I have to pay that? Because it comes off your credit.
So
it can't
so,
come back on your credit.
So it's kind of like what I said when I came on last time. It depends, because that's always going to be a question. That's always going to be the response. Well, here's the thing. If you didn't get sued for it, then after 7 years, it'll automatically fall off your credit. And depending on the state that debt originated in, you might not even be legally liable to pay it. Or you might, like, it might be like 6 year statute of limitations, but it'll come off your credit in seven. But if you got sued for it, In the state of New Jersey, that judgment could be open for up to 20 years.
So it'll stay on your credit for 20 years?
No, it'll come off your credit. But if you got sued, so if you got sued for it before it came off your credit and you didn't address it or fight it and say, no, this is past the statute of limitations, that judgment could be valid for up to 20 years.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it really does depend. Like, if you did your due diligence as far as, like, disputing, checking everything what the case is, and it's not a valid debt anymore because it's past the statute of limitations, and they sue you, yeah, you're kind of like on the hook for another 20 years unless you pay
your restoration hardware. I know you got a new house, you got furniture you're buying, yep. But come on, man.
All right, we have more with the credit dude, Jose, when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the credit dude, Jose. If you need help with your credit, you need to raise your credit. He's here. He's even discussing business credit. Now, Yee, what's the quickest way to get your credit up? You know, a lot of people are trying to buy a car, mm-hmm. trying to buy a house, and when they yep. run their credit, it's low, and they be like, I got to get it up. What's the fastest way to get it up?
So, to be honest, man, the quickest way to get your credit score up is, you ever seen those white New Balances?
Mm-mm.
You ever seen those white New Balances? All you got to do is wear these white New Balances, and mm-hmm. you put them on, and your credit score shoots up to like 850 automatically.
That's the old man. That's the old white man sneakers.
That's the old man. Yeah. So you wear those, it automatically goes up. But honestly, like, to get your credit score up, you know, I always tell people, you want to look at it, and you say, all right, I have these credit cards, and I am paying them on time, and I'm paying off them in full. One of the biggest things that we get, man, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a celebrity, if it's a doctor, if it's a teacher, it doesn't matter who it is. Everybody always says, I pay my bills on time, and I always pay the balance in full. Well, the thing is they're paying it on the wrong date. And I think everybody is getting a little bit more accustomed to the statement date versus the due date. And I like it because you might have a credit card that's due on the 10th, but your statement date, let's say, is maybe the 28th of the previous month. That's when you want to pay your credit card bill. That's honestly the quickest way. Like, I just helped a client a couple days ago. He was like, man, I'm trying to go for my mortgage. I just need a couple points. I said, all right, pay this card off, pay this card. Oh, I already paid it. I was like, yeah, but pay it off before the statement actually gets generated. Because that's when the balance actually gets reported to the credit bureaus, is the statement date. You know what I mean? So the quickest way, honestly, is to pay off your credit cards, hopefully in full if you can, before the statement date. The other thing is to make sure that if you do have anything negative, that you kind of use the tactic that I did before, especially with late payments. Even if your late payment is like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, there's an online portal in your account. Email.
Mine was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Email them, and you could do the portal. The portal access is the best way, because the thing is, less time they got to spend on the phone, the better it is. Or just use the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection, but it's another website that you can use to get stuff off your credit. Because the thing is, you could have 10 negative things in your credit report, right?
Or you can call the credit dude and he'll do it.
There you go. That was option four.
I was like, you giving all this information. Why would somebody call you when they could do it themselves?
So it's like reading a manual, right? Like, when I was younger, I had a 1987 Chrysler Little Baron, mm-hmm. right? And I bought a manual on how to fix my car, how to do the tune-up, and how to do this, and how to do an oil change, and how to do tire. It gave me everything, right? I was like, I ain't doing that. I'd rather just go to Pep Boys and just pay them to do it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I could give you everything. I could tell you how to dispute it, what to say, what to do, and I would want you to fix it on your own. And when you get to the time, like, you know what, I just don't have the time, what I want to do, I want a professional, you know, hire us, and we'll help you out.
What about if you get a credit card for somebody else? Like, say a friend of yours is like, look, I need to get my credit fixed quick. Mm-hmm. Can you get me a credit card under your name?
I would say no.
Mm-hmm. But would that fix that person's credit?
No. Unless I get a credit card in my name and then add you as an authorized user, that's good because we're friends. I know you, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, if I end up opening a credit card and I'm like, all right, cool, I know Angela, I know Envy, I know my cousin, I know my friend, then you can add them. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But
will that fix the other person's credit?
Like, no, it won't fix it because it's still going to have negative stuff. But the only way where I would advise the authorized users is if you know the person.
Right.
Now, for, you know, when CZ and I do these seminars, the credit dude, he kicks off the seminar and he breaks down credit and he teaches people how to fix their credit. Mm-hmm. The next seminar, the last one of the year, is actually December 5th at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. So if you want to come on out, he'll be there. He'll be explaining how to do it. I also wanted to talk to you about business credit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have business credit. I didn't use business credit to this year, actually to last year. But my new accountant, is telling me that I should have business credit with everything that I have. Where he says, mm-hmm. if I'm purchasing a vehicle because I have the car show, I should purchase the cars in the car show business account because I use it for business. I can write it off at the end of the year. And there's so many different things. So what's the benefit of using business and having business credit?
So the main benefit is that it shouldn't appear on your personal credit report. right? So kind of like when I bought, just give you an example, like people buy houses, entrepreneurs, whatever the case is, people that are self-employed, they'll buy a house, right? And what's on their personal credit report? Their car, their credit card debt. What is it tied to? Their business. So a lot of people don't realize the main benefit of business credit is it's stuff that's not visible to people that normally check your credit. So if you go for a mortgage and you have a car, you have credit cards, the main benefit is if you have it on your business credit, when they run your credit report, they're not going to see your car payment. They're not going to see your maxed out business credit cards. They're just going to see a person that has zero debt and on-time payments. You know what I mean? And that's the biggest thing, is it doubles your borrowing power, but it also separates the liability. Now, yes, you might have to use your personal credit to leverage business credit. Like if you get an American Express, a Chase, getting a car, you're going to have to use your personal credit. But what's better? One inquiry to get a business credit card, or a maxed out credit card, or three or four cars that now puts you out of the range of getting a house? Because the thing is like, let's say you make, you know, as an entrepreneur, you make $100,000, $80,000 a year, but you have two car payments, you have maxed out credit cards, and then now when you go for a mortgage, you're out of the ballpark because your score's low, your debt to income ratio is high. Mortgage companies do not check your business credit when you go buy a house, whether it's FHA, VA, you know, conventional. They don't check your business credit report. And a lot of these lenders don't even know what business credit is. So it's like, you could literally apply for a mortgage and be like, wow, this guy has no debt. Nope, I have nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the biggest benefit.
Now, another thing I was wondering that might have made my credit score go down is I just paid off this condo that I bought, right? I paid off the mortgage. Would that make your credit score go down?
Absolutely.
All right, so maybe that's what it was.
Yep. Anytime you pay off an installment loan,
You know, people would think, you know, you paid off, it should make your credit go up.
Yep, because you're in a sense closing that account, and it actually affects the time in file. So 15% of your credit score, in a sense, is directed to like the age of your file, but also the average age of your open accounts. So if you're closing accounts, right, a mortgage, a car, it's going to lower and decrease the average age of open accounts, and that's why it drops.
Is it going to go back up?
So the way you do that is you have credit cards on your personal credit report, right? Mm-hmm. Contact each of those credit card companies and see if you're eligible for a credit limit increase without a credit inquiry. And what that'll do is that'll offset it, because now you'll add available credit, and that'll increase the amount of open credit you have on your credit cards. Just don't use them.
Don't use them.
All of my balances every month.
But don't use them.
And let me tell you something. I use my Amex card for absolutely everything and pay off every month, because I get, as you know, an amazing amount of points.
But is that a business Amex?
I have a business and a personal.
I wouldn't even use your personal one. Mm-hmm. I would just rack up the business one.
He's been good. I haven't seen any shoes or bags, anything come to my house recently. So that's really good. I commend you for that.
Well, I don't have the new address.
Oh, that's the reason why. Great. So how can people get in touch with you? And 20 people we're going to help with their credit.
Let's do it.
So how are we going to do that? You want them to email you and we pick 20 random people?
Yep.
Give me an email.
Yep. So my email is thecreditdude@igotcredit.com. So thecreditdude@igotcredit.com. And, you know, if people want to follow me, hit me up. You know, the best thing that I would say is, you know, I want people to know, like, and trust me. I want people to see, like, who I am, what I've done. I'm a family guy. And the best way to see that is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a YouTube channel. But the best thing is hit me up on Instagram. You can see, you know, the results that we get for our clients. You can see, like, what we do. And if you feel like you're in a position where, you know, people say, like, oh, I don't have bad credit. Well, do you have an 850? No, well, then there's room for improvement. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have an 850, we can help. And if you have a 750, 800, start using your personal credit to leverage business credit. And that's what we can teach you, too. We give you the step-by-step guidelines. There's so many things out there that people don't know when it comes to business credit. And we want to help you. Yeah, we want to help you fix your personal credit. But let's help you become a business owner. Let's help you change the legacy of your family so you can really just change everything for the rest of your life.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us today. That's the credit dude, my guy, Jose. And don't forget, December 5th, we're going to be at the Jacob Javits Center. He's going to be breaking down credit more in depth. So if you want more information, definitely click the link in my bio or his bio.
What am I doing December 5th?
Yee will be there as well. Now, the dope thing about Yee is Yee owns a bunch of properties. If you don't know, Yee was the one that actually got me my properties, well, helped me get my properties in Detroit. So she's going to be talking about that. Yee has jumped into the Airbnb. Yee has tenants. Yee's out here busting some ass out there. So as a woman out there, woman entrepreneur, a lot of times I know it's more difficult for women. It's more difficult to get loans sometimes. So she's going to talk about, you know, what she had to go through. And I'm so excited to hear both of these guys speak. Mm-hmm. So
Thank you again, Jose.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Let me put this in my calendar then.
Oh, my goodness. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Shout out to the credit dude for joining us again this morning. Hopefully, you guys got some information on fixing your credit and business credit and all that good stuff.
I know that's right. I think it's so crazy that you could pay off a mortgage and that lowers your credit score. Like, yeah. I don't know.
That is crazy. Well, I'm out at Howard Homecoming. I'm in D.C. for Howard Homecoming. This is their homecoming week. So last night I did the step show, which was great. So shout to all the students. Had a great time at their step show yesterday. So congratulations to
salute to the real H.U.
Stop it. The AKA's won a sorority.
The real H.U.
You better stop it, man. What HBCU did you go to, bro?
South Carolina State, Bulldogs, drop one of Clues bombs for me, okay? Don't act like you don't see me with my honorary doctorate. How dare you disrespect me? That's my mama's alma mater, too. You hear me? All right? Don't you ever disrespect me in the South Carolina State Bulldogs like that, okay? All right? Don't make me tell you again. I said the real HU, and you won't dare say they not the real HU while you on that campus all weekend, will you, Mr. Hampton University? Huh? Let me test your heart. What Hammer told you back in the day, let me test the coward's heart.
Let me test the coward's heart.
Okay.
Shout out to all the Howard University students.
I think we need more context. I think we need more context for that story.
I don't think you do. MC Hammer. And when you MC say Hammer MC, came on the show.
The fact that MC Hammer threatened you is enough.
Yeah, he did threaten me. He said he wanted to test the coward's heart. And if you don't know
he
about
said that to you?
MC Hammer, yes. Said it to me clearly. Said it to me a couple of times. Yes, MC Hammer is not to play with. If you don't know, MC Hammer is from Oakland, and he's a real dude. Don't let the dancing and all that can't touch this fool you. He will bust your ass.
He'll typewriter dance right over you.
Yes, he did.
He'll knock you to the ground and then typewriter dance over your body.
Absolutely.
You hear me? Dropping a clue bomb for
scared?
Hammer.
Yes, I was scared. Absolutely. Hammer wasn't playing, and he had an OG with him, too, an older guy with him, holding his bag, and they pressured me. I ain't gonna lie. Yep, MC Hammer.
Is it true somebody in the room said, please, Hammer, don't... Is it true somebody in the room said, please, Hammer, don't hurt him? Is that true?
I said that. Yes, that was me. But I was still joking at that time because I thought he was joking, and then I realized MC Hammer wasn't joking.
Was it true that pumps and a bump what meant that he was gonna shoot you and then bump you?
What are you talking about, Yee? We got rumors next. What are we talking about in the rumors?
All right, let's talk about Dave Chappelle. He said he's open to sit down with the trans community.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Young Thug had tweeted, I want to make Slime City solar powered. Where you at, Elon Musk? And Elon Musk responded, talk to me in private. Now, if you don't know what Slime City is, we discussed it in our interview with Young Thug on The Breakfast Club.
Man, my manager had bought me these acres, this land. So I'm just building a lot of stuff just to give people like opportunities to work and like make extra money. I just like seeing all my siblings just like be right with each other.
You want to have your own community?
Yes.
That's Slime City, right? Is that what?
Yeah.
So how far along is that?
We got permits. We knocked down a few trees. It's a lot of land. So you kind of sort of got to be on a helicopter to be able to see it.
How many acres is it?
Like 100.
Slime City, baby. All right, now more Young Thug news. Lil Baby was supposed to be on the song Bubbly with Drake and Travis Scott, but guess what? He's so busy, he done forgot to send his verse back, but he did post this online.
I'm getting my motherfucking money, getting new money, ain't the same. Brand new adventure, though, I don't need to drive it, I leave that in the rain.
All right, so I don't think you could really play it like that.
Had.
But who knows? Maybe there will be a deluxe version, right? Even though he said he doesn't believe in that. In the interview, maybe.
Can't they just add the verse though?
Time.
Yeah, of course, it's streaming.
Can't they just add the verse, especially because it's streaming? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kanye does that all the time. Put different vocals on there. Like, can't he just add it?
All right, now Dave Chappelle did say that he is open to sit down with the trans community. Now, if you guys remember, Ashley Marie Preston, who was leading this. This protest against Dave Chappelle from Netflix had this to say about Dave Chappelle.
The reality is, I invited Dave Chappelle to have a transformative dialogue about the harm that was committed. He chose not to show up. So that's not cancel culture, that's avoidance of accountability. And once he has made that clear, it's no longer up to us to have a conversation with Dave Chappelle, but the people who signed the paycheck, and that's Ted.
Well, Dave's camp said they don't know why she made those claims because he's not against any type of dialogue with any group. And so they don't know anything about this invite, but he is willing to come and have a discussion. So
I was going to say that. Yeah, I was going to say, when you invite somebody, how do you invite them? Do you just say, okay, I invite you? That person might have a show in London. Like, if you don't do it the proper way, you just can't say, I invite you to come today.
In London right now.
See?
Yeah, so he probably couldn't have made it because he's been there all week.
Well, it's a couple of things here, right? I mean, number one, Chappelle is, you know, proven that he's willing to sit down with the trans community because of, what's the young lady's name who killed herself?
Daphne.
Daphne, right? So he's proven he's willing to sit down with the trans community. But I also wonder what the intention would be when they sit down. Like, both parties have to have a clear intention when they sit down. They have to have a clear intention, and Dave has to have a clear intention. So what would the intention be? I just want to know. Like, what do they hope to accomplish? I just want to know.
Well, Dave Chappelle's rep says that Dave stands by his art. No more jokes about transgenders until we can all laugh together. The streets are talking and Dave is listening. At some point when everyone is open, I'm sure the communities will come together. And in his special, he makes the point that empathy should go both ways and we should get away from cancel culture. So a sit down would make sense.
That is a very clear intention. I'm not going to make any more trans jokes until we can both laugh together. So if Dave's intention is to sit down and try to figure out how we can both laugh together, that's a good intention. I wonder what the trans community intention would be. Because what if their intention is, I don't want you making no jokes about us, period.
Right.
Then what?
Yeah, I don't know. But I do know, I can see that Dave would be open to having that conversation and being really open. I mean, he's a comedian, so he does life observations that he thinks are funny, but never with the intent to harm anyone. So maybe it'll be things that he's not aware of that he can learn about. So we'll see if that happens. All right, now.
And one thing, if you tell a comedian not to joke on something, that's when they're going to really joke on something.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting.
All right, now Cardi B and the star of You, Penn Bagley, have a social media friendship now. This is so cute because you guys know I love you. I'm almost done. And by the way, this season 3 is absolutely amazing. Like, it's really, really a great season. Have you seen it yet, Envy?
No, I haven't. Uh-uh.
Charlamagne, you don't watch You, do you?
No, my wife does, so I watch it secondhandly.
All right, well, here is what Penn Bagley had to say about Cardi B.
I really appreciate people who have this second nature relationship to it. That's when, you know, you do have something meaningful and substantive to post, then I think it really comes through and people appreciate it all the more. Cardi B is a great example of that. She has such an authentic relationship. To me, it's like, it's this incredibly nuanced place to be. And despite what many might judge as antics and all this, I mean, I feel like she has an incredibly authentic relationship to that. And that's why people like her so much.
And she responded, OMFG, he knows me. OMG, yo, like I'm famous. She done changed her profile picture to his picture, and he changed his picture to Cardi B. So that's cute. I saw somebody posted, poor Offset is in a cage somewhere. And if you watch You, you'll know exactly what that means. But that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, we need Condoleezza Rice to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her this morning, please.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela here. Don't you wish everything was as easy as getting quality coverage from the General Insurance? The General offers the quality coverage you deserve at prices you can afford. Switch to the General and you could save over $500. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitch.
All right, Sonny, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, October 22nd, goes to the former U.S. Secretary of State, Ms. Condoleezza Rice. Ms. Rice was on The View the other day, and she was asked about a topic that has been trending for a while now, and that is critical race theory. Drop on the clues bombs for critical race theory, okay? What is critical race theory? Do you want the textbook definition first? Well, the textbook definition is critical race theory is a body of legal scholarship and an academic movement of U.S. civil rights scholars and activists who seek to critically examine the intersection of race and U.S. law and to challenge mainstream American liberal approaches to racial justice. Basically, it's the truth about America in regards to how they treated black and indigenous people in this country. It's simply a way of understanding how American racism has shaped public policy, okay, and numerous state legislators do not want it in classrooms. They do not want kids learning about the housing discrimination due to race. They don't want kids learning about the impacts of criminal justice policy in the 90s because of race. And, of course, the legacy of enslavement on Black Americans. Let me be clear. There is nothing wrong with critical race theory because CRT is simply the truth. All right. Yes, the core idea of CRT is that it's a social construct and that race is not just the product of individual bias or prejudice, but that it's in the system. We know this, though. All right. The very foundation of America was built on racism. It's embedded in all legal systems and policies. These are just facts, people. All right. Big facts like the podcast. All right. Salute the Scream. Bank and Jade. Now, in life, especially your own personal life, you can't heal what you don't reveal. I tell y'all this all the time, and that healing hurts. It hurts because you can't run from yourself. You have to face yourself. All the so-called good, so-called bad, so-called ugly, all of it has to be faced head on. That's how you get to a place of healing. America will never get to that place of healing because America keeps running from itself. Malcolm X told us a long time ago that if we're not careful, the newspapers will have us hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Why is this quote so important now in regards to CRT? Because we live in an era where folks don't want to upset the oppressor, don't want to challenge the system because they don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. And the reason they don't want to teach kids the truth, especially little white kids, is because then those little white kids may want to do something about it. They may want some change. They may not want to go along with this system. They will see all the things this country has done wrong and fight like hell to change them. That's what they're afraid of. And that's why they want to rewrite history to make the oppressor the oppressed and the actual oppressed, well, we just need to get over it, all right? Because they want to act like it never happened. Case in point, Condoleezza Rice. Really bugs me out when I see black people talking like this, okay? I don't care how long you've been accepted by the white man. It just really bugs me out when I see black people talking like this, like she is giving white people a luxury they would never give her or anyone that looks like her. You know, don't talk about the truth because it makes people uncomfortable. Well, let's listen to what she said on The View.
I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama. My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it. And you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids. One of the worries that I have is that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness. But in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white.
You know, on episode 3 of my late night talk show, The God's Honest Truth, we discuss all this anti-CRT rhetoric because what white people want to teach is critical racist theory. That's actually the name of the episode, okay? Whenever you attempting to rewrite history, revise history, sugarcoat history, ignore history, you're only doing this because you are afraid of the history. And the history of America just simply can't be ignored. And that's why history can be broken down to his story, because if it's not his story being told, his being the white man, then he don't want nothing told at all. All right? These racists and bigots don't want their racism and bigotry addressed, because then they would be held accountable for it. And accountability would look like changes in racist legislation and compensation in the form of reparations. They don't want to have to deal with none of that. Okay, the system's working for them. Why would they want to change it? Now, I told y'all, we talked about this on The God's Honest Truth. You can go stream episode 3, Critical Racist Theory on Paramount Plus yourself. But one thing we did in that episode is I sent my guy, Van Lathan, down to D.C. to go to Dr. Bahia Muhammad's class. Drop on the clues bombs for Dr. Bahia Muhammad. She's been on Breakfast Club before. And she rounded up some students from an HBCU to have a discussion with a person who is anti-critical race theory. And one of the sisters in the classroom, her name is, I think I'm pronouncing this right, Kayensola. She broke down how we all feel in regards to anti-critical race theory. Quite simple and plain, okay? Folks who don't want this taught because it hurts white people's feelings, listen.
You say that CRT basically bashes all white people, but when you look at the data, when you look at the specifics in Education Week, where they describe what CRT is, it specifically says it's not bashing all white people. Oh, this happened and it makes white people look bad? What are we supposed to do about that?
No, that's a very good question.
You know, this country was built on racism, and
really?
Oh, what do you mean, really? Oh, we could get. If you want to get into it, sir, we can get into it.
They got into it. They got into it a little bit. Go watch the episode. Okay. Dropping the clues bombs for Kay and Sola. Kay and Sola. Sorry, sister. You know I can't pronounce nothing. But what she said is so accurate. If your feelings are hurt because the true history of this country is being taught, then what are we supposed to do about it? All right. Look, it's simple for me. It's quite simple. I really need you to hear me right now. If the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. Blame the lies that made you comfortable in the first place. Once again, if the truth makes you uncomfortable, don't blame the truth. Blame the lies that made you comfortable in the first place. Please give Condoleezza Rice and any other anti-critical race theorists the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. And make sure you check out our Charlamagne Show each and every Friday, 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, yes, we have a dark week this week. So we'll be back next week with new episodes. But that gives you an opportunity to catch up on the first 5 episodes of The God's Honest Truth. They're streaming on Paramount Plus or on Comedy Central on demand. So go check it out.
All right.
Now, are we going to do guess what race it is for Condoleezza Rice? Or no?
I go white.
Man, shut up.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got some special guests joining us, all right? Lele and Young Dylan. Both of these are child actors. They're on Nickelodeon. Lele has her own show. And Young Dylan has 3 shows on Nickelodeon. So we're going to talk to them
when
we
come back.
You know,
that's right. Well, no, one of them is a Jimmy Fallon kids late show. One of them. He has like 3 different shows. Yeah, one with Tyler Perry produces, right?
Yeah.
As well. Yep, but they're amazing kids. So you're going to be really entertained by this. I love them.
All right. So we'll talk to them when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us this morning.
Some young superstars.
We have Lele and Young Dylan. Good morning, guys.
What up?
Good
what
morning,
up?
Good morning.
What's up? What's happening?
They've been waiting for a while, about 2 hours, so we have to apologize for them for having them wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yes.
She said,
Blame. It's the person that's helping put all this together's fault. Natina, just blame her.
No, don't do that. That's
not
what?
That's not true. Don't listen to that.
It's Natina's fault. It is.
It's Natina's fault.
You guys got COVID tested before you came up here?
Oh, yeah.
How was that for y'all?
Easy money.
Easy money.
We get them weekly for our job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, they got better, right? Because they used to dig all up in your
nose.
The same thing, but it was my fault. I moved because he was already going too far, and I moved, so he was like, I was like, sir.
He was good, but like, yeah, it was better. It was other ones better.
Now, how old are you guys?
I'm 12.
You're 12?
I'm 14.
You're 14. Now, you have a show. How many shows you have on TV?
I got 3. Tyler Praise, Young Dylan, Thursday, 7 o'clock, Slime Time, NFL. Wednesday, 7 o'clock, and I got the Kids Tonight show also Thursdays.
You ain't playing no games.
Jimmy Fallon does that show, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, mm-hmm. He produced it, and Tyler Perry, he produced my show, Young Dylan.
What that money look like, King? Let me see what you got in your pocket.
Nah, you good.
That's right. Nah, you good. And you, Lele?
Me, I have my own TV show on Nickelodeon, That Girl Lele. It comes on Thursdays at 6:30 Central.
That's Will Packer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know, that's right. So let me ask you this, because Lele comes from in the phone, right, mm-hmm. Doing affirmations.
Yes.
So do you guys ever give yourselves affirmations, like in the morning when you wake up? What do you say to yourself so that you could be confident?
I listen to music in the morning. I don't like to talk in the morning, like, at all. I'm such not, like, really a morning person. So, really, I don't, like, and sometimes I'll hype myself up in the mirror. I'll be like, oh, girl, your hair look good today. I just tell myself certain things, so, yeah.
What music do you like to listen to? Regina Bell, God Is Good? You don't know who that is.
No.
Who you like to listen
That's
to?
That's funny, Young
Girl. I like to listen to, like, Summer Walker, Giveon, Britt Fayez, Beyonce in the morning.
Okay. What's your favorite Beyonce song?
Probably.
I like Love on Top. I was listening to that this morning.
I was going to say that, but you took it already, so I got to pick another one. probably Single Ladies.
Okay, Charlamagne too, when he was
Single Ladies. What about you, Dylan?
When I wake up, I'm a talkative person, but like I go in the bathroom, I probably finish a show that I fell asleep on, and then yeah, you know, do all that, and then get straight to work. You know, early mornings always. So you know,
how do y'all balance school and work?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't hype him up. Don't hype him up.
Like, I ain't rocking with that school don't stuff right now. I'm getting too much money.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Because we definitely rocking with the school stuff.
Okay, okay.
Mostly, like, if like after this, we have school at, like, 12:30. But, like, if I'm on my own schedule, I usually do my school in the evening because I'm not doing anything in the evening. I'm chilling, so that's when I can get it done. That's when I can focus.
So you have tutors?
No, I'm my own tutor.
Huh?
I'm getting one, though.
Break that down for us. How you your own tutor? You can't be the teacher and the student.
Well, see, like, the way my school is, it's like I can't, like, directly email my teacher. It's like I email the school if I have any questions or anything.
Gotcha.
But, like, it's not that difficult. I'm only in ninth grade.
I feel like you tell the teacher what to do. And the guidance counselor.
You got it all wrong. I don't tell teacher anything because I can't
don't
talk
put
to
that
the teacher.
On her.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay.
What about you, Dylan?
Well, I go public school, but, like, I'm barely there. So everybody's surprised when I'm there, but like,
you know, Maryland?
Yeah, Maryland, Annapolis, Maryland, and I just be texting my teacher like what to do. Like she give me papers before I leave to do and stuff like that.
How does that work? How can you just show up when you want to?
You know, we be a lot of us be talking, but like you know, it's like this year just started, kind of. So you know, we still like getting like what to do, homeschool and stuff like that. But I don't really want to be homeschooled.
I want to go to public school.
You want to see your friends?
Yeah.
That would be kind of difficult for y'all, though, because y'all, you know, young stars.
Yeah. I can't go. I just go to the functions. Like, I'm going to a homecoming football game. I'm going to homecoming.
So you just go to the party.
I'm just going to the party.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to
Friday
function.
Football games. All
right. Friday football games. Going to my first homecoming this week, so.
Wow. How long, when did y'all know y'all wanted to be in this industry and be the stars that y'all are and becoming?
Or did your parents make you?
Viral moments. Just viral moments.
Mm-hmm. No, my parents definitely didn't make me. I've been doing this since I was three.
She made them.
Yeah.
So you an OG, you a veteran.
Not really. You know, I just, you know, I've been doing it for a while. I really started when I was like probably 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. I started just, you know, rapping. And then when I turned 11, I started doing more music.
Did you give your parents allowance?
Huh? DJ Envy, you got some weird questions. You've been real shady.
I'm glad somebody said it. You got some weird questions, Envy. Finally. Somebody finally said it.
Young Dylan, when it comes to rap battles, right, what are some of the rules in a rap battle? Like, what's off limits?
Ooh, what's off limits?
How much your mama?
Yeah, because then that's like real disrespectful. But I know a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's not really off limits. But it's really off limits.
Talking about family,
family and stuff like that. But people still do that, and I don't really like that.
Okay,
that's why I turn off. Like they be on TikTok and they be rap battles going on. I'd be like, nah, because they talking about they dead homies and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they be doing a little too much.
What's your favorite part about working?
That we get to make a change for children, because if you know that, like, the music that we listen to now is not appropriate for kids our age. It's to be honest, we shouldn't be listening to it. So me and Dylan are here to create clean music, but, you know, still got the same beat that some of these inappropriate songs have, but have different lyrics because, I mean, we're the new generation, and our generation can't be living off of inappropriate songs.
Yeah.
What is that going to go
and
to?
And we be still swaggy and drippy, like, always, like, regular rappers, but, like, we just don't be, like, doing that inappropriate stuff in songs. Mm-hmm. Like, our beats still be, like,
still be banging.
Lit. Yeah, they still be banging lit.
Have y'all ever caught y'all parents listening to inappropriate music?
Yeah,
I'm just asking. Growing up, did you ever hear some songs?
That's no stupid like, question.
That's not a stupid question. growing up, did you hear your parents like?
I mean, like.
What was the most inappropriate one you remember?
Listen now, don't do too much.
Don't do too much. Yeah, don't do
that. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, what else can we listen to? There's nothing we can listen to. It's nothing but inappropriate music. So really, what are we supposed to listen to? Like, we can't help it.
So what do y'all listen to? What music y'all listen to then?
I listen to Drake. I listen to Give Me On, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I listen to Bryson Tiller. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of TikTok stars also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know he could have signed Bryson Tiller, but he didn't.
Dang.
Y'all lost.
You gotta take that L.
You gotta take that L. I'm working with Jermaine Dupri.
That was really, really fun. It was like, I will say that I was, you know, like a little nervous because, like, working with a legend that he is, I was like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but it was really, really fun, and he made it, like, easy breezy.
he real smart, like musical wise. He real smart. He was asking me all these questions, and like he was just asking me like, what type of rappers you listen to? He's like, dang, you listen to a lot of hood rappers. I was like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's all we got. Yeah. I mean, what we gonna listen to?
That's why y'all studio? Here though. Y'all
yeah,
here to
that's facts.
Y'all in the studio in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Y'all play basketball in this gym and all that.
Yeah, that joint was tough. We was playing like all around the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you intimidated, even though y'all like the same height?
Oh.
That's
no,
shady. That was shady.
No, it
wasn't. That's so, you're so shady on this show.
You get it together. You really get the show together.
FYI, you, Charlamagne, you and Jermaine Dupri are the same height.
You right.
He's a little tall. You thought you ate that.
He's a little tall. Did y'all get Bow Wow?
No. I'm supposed to be, I want to go to the Millennium Tour on Saturday, but like that's in the mix of homecoming, so like I'm seeing.
All right, we have more with Young Dylan and Lele when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Lele and Young Dylan. They're from Nickelodeon. They're kid stars. Yee.
So y'all got a song together.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
So how was that? Because since you guys are friends, how was it working together on some music?
I mean, we've been doing this. Like, it's like...
This isn't our first. We did a song, like, what, 3 years ago together?
Mm-hmm.
It came out.
Yeah, it came out, and we did Rock On.
Yeah, we did Rock On.
So, it was, like, nothing new, and then we was all having fun doing the song. That is, like, tough song, you know, the kids love it and stuff.
It's basically, like, giving, like, kids confidence. Like, you know, you saying I'm that, you basically manifesting it. So, like, you that.
And so you're also going to be on the show, right?
Yeah.
So talk about that episode, because I don't think it didn't air yet, did it?
No, it didn't air
yet. No, it airs next Thursday.
Okay.
The Halloween episode airs this Thursday, and we're going to be so crunk next Thursday.
Yeah, but when I went on her set, yo, it was so big. It was so tough, though. The school was tough, though. I ain't even really lie to you, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of crazy stuff during that episode. Mm-hmm. I think that episode, in my opinion, is like the best episode.
You got an excuse, Charlamagne. He's getting old. He's got to go to the bathroom a lot, so he's getting old.
Shut up, man.
When you get to that age, you'll get there.
We're not even going to tell you the problem that he has.
Yeah, he's having a problem. Like, diarrhea problem. But anyway,
right.
Oh.
Yeah, it happens. And when you get old, when you get to his age, it happens sometimes.
Now, so what about other things that you want to expand into? Like, I know books, right? So can we talk?
Toys.
Yes, I have all types of stuff coming out in 22. So I got books, I got a clothing line, I got a toy line, hair line, all type of stuff.
I love to see black kids doing it because when we were kids, we didn't really see, there was no black kids on TV. Like
I just said that the other day because I was going up to
You know when I was a kid?
Yeah, how do you know that?
How do you know when I was a kid?
No, listen. I was saying, like last week, I was going up to these different schools and like I'm their idol. But I was saying back when I still go to school. But like when I was in public school, we had like... drug awareness people come, firefighters.
Right,
we had that girl Lele come into my school to come to my concert.
We had Muppets playing.
Muppets.
Is that pressure for y'all though? To make sure that y'all, you know, because everybody's watching y'all, to make sure y'all do the right thing all the time. Is that pressure at all?
No, you know, it's not hard to do the right thing. It's easy. You just do the right thing. It's not hard to do that.
Now, Young Dylan, have you thought about, because you do have 3 shows on right now, have you ever thought about, like, doing your own movie or anything in the future?
Yeah, they definitely coming. I got the auditions coming at me, yo. So, yeah, it's definitely some movies coming. So, yeah.
You need to do, like, a new, like, Mike. Have you seen, like, Mike?
Yeah. You yo, that's crazy. That. Somebody told me. I forgot who told me. But someone said something about, like, Mike. I was like, that would be dope, yo. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That would be dope.
And, Lele, your show is a little newer. How was your first day on set? What was that like?
It was scary. I was like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do anything because it was my first time being on set because, like, I had been getting a bunch of auditions for, like, TV shows and movies, but I just wasn't getting them. And so, like, I kind of got discouraged, and all I was like, oh, I want to stop because I'm, like, a perfectionist. Like, when I do it one time, I need it to be great. I need to get it. That's all. So, like, when I don't get something quick and easy, I get mad. Like, I'm frustrated. So, when I didn't get the auditions, I kind of, like, stopped, and then I ended up getting my own show, like, a year later without having to audition.
That's dope.
So for parents out there, right, that have kids or kids that's right now listening in the car, how did y'all get into acting? Did y'all take acting classes? Was it lessons? Right. How did y'all do it?
So what happened with me was, like, me and Ellen, like, we great friends. Like, I've been on her show, over 10 times.
Just, yeah.
You and great Ellen friends. Chilling?
Yeah.
That's like me and Barack. We just chill sometimes.
She hooked me up with a show, all that, on Nickelodeon.
How did Ellen see you, though?
So Ellen saw me at the viral moment singing Bryson Tiller Don't in the car after getting a haircut. And then, like, yeah, she just brought me on a show. And then I've been on there ever since. And then she just got me the show All That. And then a few months later, she invited Tyler Perry on the show, and he said that he had my own show on Nickelodeon. That was, like, tough. I was, like, starstruck. And I didn't have to audition either, so that was just crazy.
What kind of advice did Tyler Perry give you when you met him?
So he gave me, like, to never give up, be yourself, have a bunch of energy. And he also gave me this little tip when I'm talking to somebody, because I like looking at somebody with eye contact, mm-hmm. but the camera's looking at me, so it can't look at my back. So I'm supposed to be standing like this, but, like, look at somebody like this.
Okay. Now, what
I'll
about
try
you?
That too.
What about you, Lenny?
So I really just started rapping first, but I always knew that I wanted to do acting as well. So then I started, like, taking several acting classes in Houston and stuff. And mm-hmm. then when my rapping took off, I was doing more rapping than acting. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, you know, I kind of want to give rapping a little break. I want to get into my acting world now. And, like, acting was so easy for me because mm-hmm. I felt like I was just in my element. And, like, when I'm watching the episodes, I'm like, I know I could have did that a little bit better. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, I'm a perfectionist. I see every little flaw. And that's, like, the thing. That's an Aquarius thing. That's just how we are. But, like, every Aquarius I know is a perfectionist. But, yeah.
So what's the last time you got in trouble from your parents?
Last time I got in trouble.
What was it for?
Because I spent money on Madden and Fortnite.
How much you spend?
$100.
And you didn't tell them first?
No.
You just used their credit card?
Yeah.
And what happened? Did they ground you? What happened?
Yeah, I couldn't get 2K.
Damn.
But I got 2K now, but, like, I had to wait, like, a month.
Can you freestyle about it?
Can I freestyle about it? Not really, but I can freestyle, though.
Okay, let's hear a freestyle.
I got you, all right. That boy fly, no Peter Pan, got a big bag and a trip plan. Big waving on big bands, got me leaning back like a kickstand. On Nick Baller, not a Knicks fan. Ambidex, I can switch hands. Range Rover to the Lambo, got me sinking lower than quicksand. Who wanna put money up, bet it. Her money gonna come, I'm ready. My dogs ain't never been petty. Won't do locate, that's Debbie. Bezzy on my watch make feel like the pressy. Throwing up paper like it's made of confetti. Sound like a plane when they revving the Betty. This bread and the cheese like I'm starting a deli. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wait, hold on now. Ooh. Let me see this watch again. The okay. Rolling.
What about you, Lenny?
I gotta work harder.
Go ahead, my freestyle. I don't get no beat. You wanna do acapella?
Acapella.
Okay, bet. I don't get it, I understand it, how he get that stuck in his head. Now I'm here, bro, I can go tiptoe with anyone standing with two legs. Then do Santa or two fairy, never really like getting tucked in the bed. I don't believe it, I gotta try it. Someone couldn't get me to go if he said. Go at their throat, then I go at their head. No nothing else, I just know to go fed. You are a Tito, I'm Mike with the leg. And if you gonna be Debo, then I'm gonna be Craig. You in the gang, that was your pledge. One color is blue, the other is red. If there's some beef, someone can be dead. The same story that we all read, that must be sped. They're not as smart as they think. How was it the deal that you ink? Why you in pink, cover your face up with ink, syrup is all that you drink, stare and I blink, yeah, I stare and I blink, copycats all in sync, they missing the link, the gang, they letting it sing, Supergirl enters the ring, I never stink, I'm too pretty to jinx, Egyptian blood of the Sphinx, it's not a fling, yeah, I'm doing my ting, and I'm already a teen, drip like the powder that roll off the boat, drip like the juice and they drain in the pope, everyone is the baby, la baby, the baby, then I guess that I gotta be the adult, go out their head, then I go if they throw, no nothing else, I just know to go fed, yeah.
Whoa.
I
okay.
never stink.
Yeah.
I heard that part.
That's the only part of here. He's so shady.
No,
right?
No. She said a lot. Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us. I know that you guys are having, I know my kids are having a watch party this week. Mm-hmm. So they're having a watch party for y'all new show. So
okay.
My kids are super
excited. Do y'all have
excited.
Your Halloween costumes already?
You know, I'm going to be Young Dylan with a scary mask and going to fight vest.
I'm either going to be Shigo or Tiffany from the Bride of Chucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's well, thank scary. You guys for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank
all
you
right.
for having us.
It's the girl, Lele. And we got Young Dylan. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, why you didn't do Young Dylan the same way you did the girl, Lele?
Because Lele already cursed me out a couple of times. Okay. In language.
No, I did not.
Yes, and why are you asking those questions? Charlamagne,
you
shady.
You was violating.
You was violating. You know what I mean?
Young Dylan, if you need a DJ, I can DJ for you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, cut the camera.
See? See, that's what I'm saying. Goodness gracious. All right, it's Lele. Young Dylan is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. What? This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, the Atlanta Hawks posted Chloe and Gunna at the game courtside. Now, they were sitting right next to each other together, and, you know, he had shot his shot at her before. When that picture went viral of her licking the mic when she was performing, and he posted, "It's the tongue from me," the tongue emoji. So she never responded to that. And she did say on the Breakfast Club, and she also wrote that she didn't know she licked the mic till after she watched the performance. But I did see people also commenting that Gunna and Chloe are cousins on her father's side. So not sure if that's true or not, but Charlamagne, wouldn't that make Gunna your cousin as well?
I've never seen Gunna at any family reunions, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
You never seen Chloe there or Hallie?
You don't know that. You've never asked me if I've seen Chloe or Hallie.
Have you seen them?
You didn't even know she was your cousin when she came up.
I think y'all should stay out of family business. I think y'all should stay out of family business. That's what I think y'all should do. I think y'all should stay out of family business and mind your own business. That's what I think, personally.
Anyway, Pooh Shiesty is expected to plead guilty in the 2020 hotel shooting. And reportedly, the plans are for him to take a plea deal in his federal robbery case. He told the judge he does wish to change his plea from not guilty to guilty, according to Rolling Stone. So according to his defense lawyer, he said, "We've entered into plea negotiations because there have been developments in the case that I think change the dynamics of the case."
Damn, man. Salute to Pooh Shiesty, man. No, I really want Pooh Shiesty. You know, of course, you always got to deal with the consequences of your actions, but that brother is very talented. You know, he started off the year as one of my favorite rappers, still like Pooh Shiesty a lot. And, you know, I just don't want to see a young brother like that, you know, have to go away forever for a long time, because I think he got a lot to offer the game.
And he's on fire right now as well, too, musically.
But you got to deal with the consequences of your actions.
All right, it's Friday, and that means lots of new music out. Wale's new album, Falerin 2, is out, and so can't wait to listen to that. That features J. Cole, Rick Ross, Jamie Foxx, and more. And here is his song, Light Years, featuring Rick Ross. Then I open up her head. Gotta know you from,
know you going. I'm in the mood to watch my son become a man. Colin Kaepernick's rambling in the south of France. See the kids in the park. I pray you in the gym. Set examples for all the hustlers who holding hands.
Okay, Wale. Wale ain't stop by. He usually comes by every time his album come out. He ain't stop by.
He's coming. Also, as we told you before, Kawhi Leonard's Culture Jam Volume 1 is out, featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Youngboy Never Broke Again, Gunna, Young Blue, NLE Choppa, Ty Dolla $ign, Polo G. Wale's on that and a whole lot more. So shout out to him for that. Capella Gray. Majid Jordan's new album, Wildest Dreams, featuring Drake, Diddy, and Sway Lee, is out. Also, Moneybagg Yo has his deluxe edition of A Gangsta's Pain, featuring Lil Wayne, Ashanti, DJ Khaled. And here is his song, Switches and Drakes, with Lil Durk, featuring ESTG. I ain't taking threats, the man that killed your man ain't died yet. For them takers, I cannot argue with them, bad back. Since you woofing like you killing, grab your gun and slide back. Been MIA, I just got back, just from Dubai to Memphis 10. Lil A, Cray Cray call. Now, as far as singles, there are some dope singles out today as well. All right, so we already heard that 9-minute freestyle from Big Sean. Well, he has a song right now, Big Sean and Hit-Boy, What a Life. Go ahead then, tell me what your price is. Mine's is 100 B's, really you can't swipe this. Lost my appetite the way you be biting. I'm off no sleep days, bitch. Plus the night shit, quit asking when I'm free. I'm always priceless. I ain't really rocking with you, I ain't on that mic rock. It sounds dope. And I know y'all excited for this one. Quavo featuring Young Miami, Scrub the Ground. 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 Pop it, don't stop it, shake that. Scrub the ground. I didn't bring my wallet, I'ma dig. Scrub the ground. Took it, but I made them purchase.
Man, Quavo and Young Miami, I hope y'all know what y'all doing. Okay, I don't think that's an era you want to bring back, all right? I see the good brother, 21 Savage, he doing a Freaknik theme party this weekend. Salute to Hannah Kang putting that together. All I know is that era was something special, but I think that they would call that era very problematic in this era, all right? I was actually listening to Splack Pack last week, Scrub the Ground, and I was listening to their other song. You remember their other song, Shake That Ass, B-Word, and Let Me See What You Got? I don't know how they expected us to ever have good sense listening to that stuff growing up.
I know. Boy, you still scrub the ground, right? You still scrub the ground, that little dance you do?
I still got them knees. I still got them knees. I still got them kind of knees. You know what I'm saying? I really do.
All right.
Okay. And then there's new Elton John featuring Young Thug and Nicki Minaj, Always Love You. So make sure you guys check all of that out. There's a ton of new music out. Of course, we love Friday just for that reason. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, happy birthday again to Snoop Dogg. He turned 52 days ago, so I think it's only right we throw back on Friday.
Yes, he did.
Let me know your favorite Snoop joint, man. Happy birthday to Uncle Snoop.
Salute to my man,
Snoop
Little.
This morning.
Yeah, salute to my guy, Lil Duval. He was at Uncle Snoop's 50th birthday party, and Snoop had the Whispers performing. And if you know anything about Duval, you know he's a huge Whispers fan. So he got to be on stage with the Whispers, so he was getting his life. Living his best life as only he can.
All right.
Well, I can't believe y'all don't know Switch, but you know the Whispers. How do you not know?
That's
both
right.
Of
we know
I
the
think
Whispers.
The Whispers might have been around before. Yeah.
We know the Whispers. We know Splat Pack. We know Two Live Crew. Yeah.
But it's all in what your parents play at the crib. My parents really didn't play El DeBarge in the family. They played one or two, but they were more into the Whispers, the Temptations, and those type
and
of.
And you look like you could have been a part of DeBarge. That's what's really crazy about this.
So what does that mean?
Don't he look like he could have been part of DeBarge? Like you and Chico
I'm
DeBarge
not gonna be
could have
a
been
part
brothers?
Of this conversation. Wow.
For real, he does.
Wow. All
right.
All right. Well,
nothing wrong with that.
Mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is Call Us What We Carry by Amanda Gorman. It's the breakout collection from the youngest poet in history to read at a presidential inauguration, and it's an instant classic. Sign up for a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, there's 1 week left until my car show out in Detroit. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Celebrity Car Show, 42 Doug's Cars, 50 Cent, Fabulous, Icewear, Vezo, Royce da 5'9", and a host of others. Detroit, I want to see you. Family fun. We're giving away candy for the kids for Halloween. It's going to be amusement rides, carnival games. There's so much going on, family fun. So I want to see you guys there. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Can't wait to see and meet you guys out there.
Wait, is it on Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. Halloween is Sunday, so we're doing it okay. Saturday, the day before. So we're going to have like trunk or treat and a shout to Lincoln Tech. They're giving bags and candy to give to the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun for the kids.
All right. That should be exciting. And I'm going to be in Jacksonville. I'm actually going there right now. So I got a couple of events happening, but one of them is going to be at Live Bar tonight. And So I'm excited. I haven't been to Jacksonville in quite some time, but I love Jacksonville. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with y'all with my girl Koya from 104.5 in Orlando. So if you are in the Jacksonville area, make sure y'all come through today.
Yeah, I'm going to be there Saturday for Heaven. It's all HBCU homecoming time, so I'll be out there Saturday for homecoming. I'm in D.C. right now for Howard homecoming. I love homecoming season. It's no better time. It's no better time to rep your HBCU. I have a great time at homecoming, so I'll be in Howard today, and then I'll be out in Jacksonville on Saturday. All right, and when we come back, we got the positive notes, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, now, shout to Jose the Credit Dude for joining us this morning. If you missed it, he's going to be helping people fix their credit. He broke down how to fix credit, and he's going to be picking 20 people to help fix their credit. So definitely follow him because, we all need, 850 credit scores. And also, don't forget, he's going to be at my last seminar in New York at the Jacob Javison, teaching people about real estate, credit, Airbnbs, wholesaling. We just want people to create generational wealth. So it's a good opportunity to come and learn. All right. Also, shout out to Lele and Young Dylan for joining us this morning.
Yeah, salute to Lele and Young Dylan, man.
I'm impressed by
that. Yeah, I love kids with that kind of confidence. Yeah, salute to their parents. You know, their parents, are clearly doing a great job on them, because when you see kids walking around with that kind of confidence at that age, that means somebody poured into them, and is continuing to pour into them in the right way. So salute to them, man.
All right. Now you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
Oh, I do. Before we go, I want to tell people, too, man, tonight is a dark week of the God's honest truth. In the TV world, that means that we're simply not on tonight, but we'll be back next week with new episodes. So take this time to stream the first 5 episodes of the God's honest truth on Paramount Plus. Okay, all the episodes are up there, from decrackification to critical racist theory to, is social media the devil, which was last week's episode. All 5 episodes are up, man. So take some time this weekend to catch up before we get back to new episodes next Friday at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Okay, so if you got Paramount Plus, you can, scream the God's honest truth. And the positive note is simply this. Man, this is a quote from the late, great Nipsey Hussle. I saw this circulating on social media. It was on Instagram. It came from his Twitter account. And I love it because it's true. Great decisions come from experience. Experience comes from bad decisions.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.